Meet the American hockey players who are trying to win Olympic gold for Communist China. By Warner Todd Houston on February 3, 2022. The Chinese Genocide Olympics is becoming the defection games as now at least three Americans have abandoned the USA to play for China's Olympic teams. On Wednesday, Breitbart Sports noted that the 18-year-old, California-born, half-Chinese freeskiing champion Eileen Gu has decided to abandon Team USA to join Red China's genocide team. But Gu, who is now competing as Gu Ailing, is not the only American turning away for the USA to play for the communist regime. Two more Americans, and these without any Chinese heritage at all, have turned their backs on the U.S. to play for the Red Chinese. According to reports, American hockey players Jake Chelios and Jeremy Smith have decided to play for China in the coming Winter Games. According to OutKick, Jake Chelios, the son of pro hockey player Chris Chelios, moved to Beijing in 2019 to play for the China-owned Kunlun Red Star in the KHL. And he has decided to join China for the Olympics. I think half the family was a little confused of what was going on at first. But now they're starting to understand how special it is, Chelios said. Since we've been over here for 3 years, whatever it is, you do start to feel a closeness to China. We've been eating Chinese food, we've been living the Chinese culture. So there's a certain closeness you start to feel with China. And you start to feel like you're actually going to represent them, and you want to win for them. Former NHL goaltender Jeremy Smith has also gone to play for Communist China. Smith added he was flattered to be asked to join the Communists. Of course, I said yes, Smith said. I think it's an honor to play in the Olympics. But to dream of playing for the host city in the Olympics, I didn't ever think there would be a chance for me in my lifetime. Newark, NJ, February 14, playing in his first NHL game. Jeremy Smith, number 40 of the Colorado Avalanche, tends net against the New Jersey Devils at the Prudential Center on February 14, 2017, in Newark, New Jersey. The Devils defeated the Avalanche 3-2. Photo by Bruce Bennett / Getty Images. China has been under a cloud for hosting the Olympics with a long list of outrages outshining its stint as host of the Games. From its brutal suppression of the democracy movements in its territories of Tibet and Hong Kong to its suppression of Christians, to its enslavement and genocide perpetrated against its minority Muslim Uyghur population, China has faced more scrutiny than ever for its record of massive human rights abuses. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston.